Riverside Orthopedic Specialist Saturday Morning Sports Show continues on 94.1 WGFA.
And welcome back in here. Andy Moore with you. And joining me now is Watseka Athletic Director Barry Bauer. And Barry, a good morning to you.
Morning, Andy.
Well, of course, getting you on to talk about a very tough decision that you made, having to shut down the varsity football season and deciding to play JV only due to injuries, low numbers, and, of course, safety of the younger players, which made up a good chunk of the varsity team this year. So going back to that conversation, what was it like between you, the other administrators, and the coaches?
Yeah, it was something that we kind of saw coming a little bit. We had concerns even back in June. We had a low turnout of participants in June. Not sure why that was. I think the coaches did everything they could to try to bolster the roster in the summer. It might have had something to do maybe with the quick turnaround from the spring season. I don't know. But we did have low numbers in June, so we kind of were concerned back then. And when we started the season, our roster was a lot smaller than normal, and then the injuries came. I think that the first game we played in, the first half, I think we had two broken fibulas, and things just kind of spiraled downward after then. A lot of concussions. I think 8 season-ending injuries we ended up with, some eligibility issues, and all of a sudden we were down to 8 upperclassmen.
Yeah, I was there for that game against Westville and seeing those couple of injuries, and, yeah, it just seemed like things really started to spiral out of control. But, of course, I know it was obviously a tough decision and conversation between you, the administrators, and the coaches, but probably the tougher conversation came with the upperclassmen players, especially the seniors and, of course, their parents. So how did that conversation go?
Yeah, again, and the numbers of the upperclassmen were very low, but, the coaches had kept them informed week to week, and, it couldn't have been a big surprise because we had already canceled, one varsity game, 3 JV games before the final decision. So very tough decision, but kind of something that you could see coming. They tried to piece it together. We got 2 varsity games in, but it was pretty clear after that we were going to be unable to play a varsity schedule. But looking on the bright side, we still have 4 JV games scheduled, and I think at least 2 of those, the upperclassmen are going to be playing. So they're still practicing right now, and they're still participating.
Well, we're talking about the underclassmen, as mentioned, making up a good chunk of the team this year. And, of course, any other incoming freshmen, with the amount that there are, is there a possibility of playing JV only again next year, or is the hope to go back to varsity regardless?
Yeah, the hope is to go back, and I think we will. It's hard to predict that with numbers, but right now the plan is to go back to a varsity schedule next year. Hopefully the experience that the underclassmen have now and, another 8th grade class coming in, I think we're going to be okay.
Well, speaking of that 8th grade class and the incoming freshmen, how are the numbers looking for the football team?
Well, that's something I think in time you'll find out. I think the experience that I've had, you can meet with the 8th graders, you can have an 8th grade camp and all that, but until that first day of practice, you really do not know what your numbers are like. So, again, we're planning on moving forward with a varsity schedule. Our coaching staff always does a good job of getting kids involved, so hopefully we're moving that direction next year.
And let's hope so, because I know this has been a problem turnout-wise for a lot of schools in the state and some of them having to turn to 8-man football. So that's the question I'm going to pose to you here now. If the low turnout continues, is 8-man football a realistic option in the near future?
I'll be honest with you, that has not even been discussed. But you're right, it is a problem throughout the state. We see it every week. A lot of forfeits, some teams going to the 8-man, but that has not been discussed whatsoever. We're just kind of concentrating right now on the last 4 games here and trying to make the last 4 JV games as much of a varsity atmosphere as we can. I know one of the games that we go, we're going to travel to Sullivan. It will be their homecoming. The last game of the season against Moments at our place, we've moved to a Friday night. So, again, we're going to try to make the atmosphere as much as we can as a part like a varsity game and just try to move forward.
And you talk about that atmosphere, and certainly things like having the games on Friday help. Usually JV games, I know you've got two of the other four coming up that are kind of on that traditional Monday date, but putting them on that Friday kind of helps, at least to me, with that atmosphere, still trying to bring the traditional Friday night football feeling around, even though it's only JV.
Right. We're going to do as much as we can like we normally would on a regular varsity night. In fact, we'll try to mirror it as much as we can. Other than charging admission, we don't charge admission to JV games. So if you want to come out and watch some free football, you can. But trying to create the atmosphere for our athletes and, again, prepare them for next year.
All right, well, before I let you go, going to have you switch hats as we're coming up here pretty quickly on the basketball season. Have you put your head girls basketball hat on. So taking a look at your squad this year, what's the upcoming season looking like for you?
Yeah, we're under a month away from the first practice. Pretty excited about it. Had a very good summer. I think we're going to have somewhere between 28 and 30 girls out this year, which great numbers for us. I think as I look at us on paper right now, we're going to have a lot of depth. We're going to have a lot of flexibility and a lot of depth. So I think we're excited for things to get going here in another month.
All right, yeah, looking forward to the upcoming basketball season as well. But anything else you want to throw in here before we wrap things up this morning?
No, I just, it was a tough decision with the football, and there's a lot of things that that went into that decision. But I think in the end it's going to be good for our program.
All right, Barry, well, appreciate you taking the time here this morning to talk about the decision. And, of course, best of luck to you. We'll surely talk during the upcoming girls basketball season. And, again, hopefully things continue to work out and you guys can get back to varsity football next year.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy.
You're welcome. That again, Watseka Athletic Director Barry Bauer joining us here this morning, as well as Watseka Head Girls Basketball Coach talking again about the tough decision but to shut down the varsity season. But looking quickly at the remaining JV football dates here for Watseka football, they have a game, as mentioned, away coming up away at Seneca this Monday at 6 o'clock. Then they will be at Sullivan on Friday, October 8th for, again, as Barry mentioned there, Sullivan's homecoming game. That's, again, a 7 o'clock kickoff. Then two JV home games to finish off the season. They'll be home against Dwight on October 11th. That is a Monday at 6 o'clock. And then they'll be home on Friday, October 15th against Moments, also a 6 o'clock kickoff start there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of football, we're going to dive into the football action from across the state of Illinois and Indiana last night. I'd like to thank our major sponsor, Riverside Orthopedic Specialists, as this is the Riverside Orthopedic Specialist Saturday Morning Sports Show on 94.1 WGFA. A check of state sports is coming up next.